Mr. Holmes.
Yes.
Mr. Lumaglio.
Here.
Mr. Paradis.
Here.
And Mr. Richards.
Present.
You have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, so on number C, we'll have a discussion of the budget for 2021 budget. So let's start. Who would like to start?
I'd like to ask a question.
Hold on. Please identify yourself first before speaking.
Okay, Sam Lumaglio. We're going to do a discussion on the fiscal year of 2021 proposed budget. And so, John Richards, you have a question. What's your question?
John Richards, I'm sorry I may have been the last one in. Is there anyone else on the call other than our roll call?
Mr. Simons and Dana.
And I'm here, Roche, town manager.
Oh, the town manager, how are you? Okay, so. Okay, and then Mr. Pierre, you have.
Yes, I'm here, John. This is Kevin. I'm here.
Are we all set, John?
Thank you.
All right,
does Jim want to make a statement for the audience of citizens?
There is no audience of citizens. Okay, Jerry, you were next. Go ahead, Jerry.
All right, Jerry Paradis. You know, we've all spent a significant time going over the budget already. The budget has presented. Someone's making a lot of noise there. Now, the budget as presented has a zero increase in the mill rate. We know we're in extraordinary times with the budget. And, you know, I think that this is a fair budget to the Board of Ed and the taxpayers. As a Board of Finance, we agreed that the capital that we would fund them during the year out of our balance just because this is such an extraordinary year. Those items that were included in the capital section, like about $895,000, we feel are important. And in ordinary times, we probably would have left them in the budget, but with things as they are, we think it's appropriate to cut them up. And if the council wants to bring them forward with additional appropriations during the year, you know, we discussed that we would put those. I think the last thing I want to mention is that we've recognized the need in the past and currently to honor our pension liabilities. Although the actuarial pension contribution is not in the budget, we have committed to paying for it out of fund balance, not the burden of the unfunded plan on the current taxpayers. So far, I have heard nothing but overwhelming support for the proposed budget since our original vote. And I guess I'll just close in saying I'll be supporting the original budget as was previously adopted. That's
all right, thank you, Jerry. Anybody else?
Yes, Sal Bordeneau.
Okay, go ahead, Sal.
I think as everybody really same way, I do fully support a zero tax, you know, increase budget increase. I guess my position is still with the Board of Education that their lack of transparency and refusal to answer budget questions and my own budget assessment that the BOE budget could be reduced further without cutting programs, body of education. I guess I'm still going to vote no on the Board of Education budget. On the town side, I think the town side has taken a larger, you know, budget reduction the last couple of years, but since we are not compromising any town services, I feel comfortable with the recommended budget.
Okay, thank you, Sal. Anybody else? Tim?
Yeah, Tim Reed?
Yes, go ahead, Tim.
Okay, I'm pretty much in the same position as Sal. I'm thrilled with the zero mill rate increase, especially with what's going on in the world. But I'm not, as a taxpayer or a board of finance member, happy at all with the transparency of the Board of Education. Questions were ignored. Statements were made at the joint meeting that they would get back to us about other questions asked there, which they never responded to. I think, you know, once again, the town side is taking the bigger hit, and there's basic questions that haven't been answered as far as the Board of Education budgeting process. I'm going to go forward with the Board of town budget, because I think under the circumstances we're keeping enough in there to keep them functioning, but I would have liked to have spent more time possibly moving things around and taking a better look at the Board of Education's budget. A 3.2% increase is pretty healthy in 1 year, considering what they got last year. And for that reason, I'm not going to go forward with the Board of Education budget.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tim. Mark, do you have anything to say? You okay,
nope.
Mark? Okay. Mr. Richard, do you have anything to say?
Thank you, John Richards. I do want to respond. I believe that we should be attaching an exhibit that looks like page 5 of the town manager's budget presentation to our dashboard, which outlines the various categories that were just described by others. We disagree that the town is being disproportionately reduced. They wind up with a 3.9% for town operations and 3.99% for a category that schools is part of the town side, so right around 4%, which is more than they asked for, more than the Board of Education did, and they got reduced to a level that's still above. Arguably, we should be looking at all facets of the budget in that way if we're looking to reduce further. Quite frankly, the setup right now on the dashboard, which shows that the town side overall is minus 0.3%, while accurate, includes the 13% decrease on the liabilities and capital, which many of those we said may be addressed during the year next year. Lastly, I think that it's unfortunate that we're not able to meet on a Zoom meeting or some other platform. There's so much background noise on this conversation that the use of a conference call in today's time should be only used to affirm something where we got a slight clarification from a meeting that may have passed, rather than trying to conduct business. This is a very primitive form of communication.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Richards. I think if we're going to meet, if this executive order continues and the virus continues, then we're going to have meetings in the next few months. Maybe, Mr. Delaney, we should look at a Zoom meeting or something, because the reception is really bad.
We can look at that. We can look into that.
Look at it. Yeah, I mean, see what happens. You know, the only thing I can say is I'm very proud of every Board of Finance member. I think we came together. We may have a little disagreement on the Board of Education, but at the end of the day, we came together in a crisis situation and gave the town a zero mill increase, which is the right thing to do considering what we're all going through right now. So I want to thank every board member for the hard work that we did this and the complete change we did in a week, because this really snuck up onto us, and we should be proud of our work. Other than that, let's just move these questions on. Jerry, could I have a motion for number 2?
Jerry Paradis, I move to send the Board of Education budget of $46,416,504 to the town council.
Could I have a second?
John Richards, second.
Okay, let's do an individual vote so we're all on record. So let's start with Sal, your name, and then we'll go right around. Go ahead, Sal.
Sal Bornello, no.
Okay.
Tim Brady, no.
Mark Holmes, yes.
Don Richards.
Don Richards, yes.
Jerry.
Jerry Paradis, yes.
Sam Lamaglio, yes. Okay, that's passed. Jerry, number 3.
Jerry Paradis speaking. I move to send the general government budget of $45,059,418 to the town council.
Could I have a second?
Cornell, second.
Excellent. Sal, go ahead. You go first.
Yes. Sal Bonnell, yes.
Tim.
Tim Grady, yes.
Mark.
Mark Holmes, yes.
John.
John Richards, yes.
Barry.
Jesse Paradis, yes.
Sam Lamaglio, yes. That passed. That's fantastic. Before we adjourn, we have a meeting tomorrow, so obviously we're going to cancel it. Am I correct, Mr. Delaney?
Yes, that's already been canceled. Do you want to...
Okay, and...
Sorry.
Go ahead, and we're going to have a meeting to set the mill. I think this should pass through the council with no problem. So when do you want to set up a meeting for the mill rate?
Is everybody available April 9th? It's a Thursday. We could do noon. We could do later on. But we will. They'll vote. They have to vote by the 7th. Assuming they do vote to send it back to you, we'd have to notice it on the 8th. So the 9th would be the earliest we could meet. Is anybody available?
The 9th sounds
good. I can do it. I'm available.
Sorry?
I'm available, Sal.
Okay. Is,
I'm available.
What, Jerry?
Sorry, Jerry?
Kevin, can we do the evening on the 9th?
Sure.
Yeah, the evening's perfect. Like 7 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock is good?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the 9th at 7 o'clock. So it'll be the 9th at 7. So, Mr. Delaney, maybe you could check in. You know what? We don't have to do the Zoom because this should take 5 minutes. But for the future meetings, we've got to be let's talk and see if we could do that Zoom because the reception is very bad.
Okay. We will aim for 7 o'clock. So, we'll do another conference call for everybody, and that'll work.
Yeah, we'll do this conference call, and then we'll work through the Zoom and see how this coronavirus, if we have to meet in June. Because I would think we have to meet in May. Am I correct? I mean, right?
Well, you'll be meeting on April 21st for a regular meeting as well.
Well, then let's do a Zoom for the regular meeting, because this is bad.
Okay.
This is bad, so let's figure this out, okay? Because I think we're going to have a regular meeting. Let's do it on the Zoom or something. This is terrible. I mean, I can't even hear half the time. I don't know about you guys. I mean, we all agree.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah, I agree.
So okay. So let's have a motion to adjourn and let's enjoy the afternoon and stay healthy. So can I have a motion?
Very Meredith, I'm adjourned.
Okay, and second.
Sal Bonnell, second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay, we're all set. Have a great day and stay healthy, and we'll see you on the 9th. Thank you.
Thanks.